Well, I got a couple that are doing do.
Yeah.
And I've one of them just so long I take that a little here.
What? No, I just have it over there. I'll get it after we're done with warm ups. Nice and light, and just really let yourself focus on the breathing and the breath.
Sorry.
On an ooh and go. Think about all the stuff we talked about last week. Get complacent on the bottom note. Keep the breath traveling and spinning all the way through the bottom note. Ready again. Good. Really monitor that you're focusing in on the center of the pitch and you're not letting it waver when we get to the resting note. Again, and sing. Now higher. See these muscles, okay? Let this all be relaxing here. Affects the pitch. Ready again. Making sure it's E, not it. I'm hearing out here, at least collectively, E, which is more like a mix of I and E instead of E. Ready? Again. Now go. Thank you. and tenors. Ready, and... at that tempo, again, and go. Go on that top note. So we reiterate those top notes one more time when we start the downward passage. Again, same key, ready, and go. Starting to understand. Okay, good. Now we're here. Two. Ready and go. Change that to an ooh. Okay, so tenors is now starting on the fifth, and it's the same pattern, okay? So basses, baritones, leads, tenors, two, ready and go. Fancier as we go in a few more weeks. We're going to keep this little thing going. There's a couple things that I want you to be thinking about while we do this, okay? One is that you're breathing in low. You're not taking a quick little short breath, which we're not doing tonight, so that is good. We've gotten rid of some of that. That's nice. Now, there's movement towards the top note. Nice and fresh, and spin it. Two, ready, and go. Good. There's another couple things in here now that I want us to start using our ears. So that we start with a major chord, right? Where do we end when we get to the top? Vacillate between major sections and minor sections. We can do all of that in this microcosm of a warm-up. And really listen for the tuning on the minor chord. And then another minor to then major at the end. Okay, so really use your ears this time and tune these chords. Two, ready, and go. Difference. Okay, this is going a long way back to when we had those crash courses in music theory. What is the difference between a major chord and a minor chord?
The third
of the chord. Okay, so major chord, so that middle note, to make it minor, that middle note just down a half step, and now it's a minor chord. So in this case, the way that we have these pitches stacked, controls whether the chord is major or minor? Which voice part?
Yes.
Right. So, leady folks. You're going to have to, even if you think, I mean, what we just did was technically sort of correct. But to really make it ring, when it's a major chord, which is our first chord, we're going to have to be brighter. And then that is going to have a different feeling when we get to minor. See if you can make some adjustments. Two, ready, again. Sing that ooh right there. Sing that ooh chord. Again, go. To make sure that it's nice and bright. Okay, I won't do that again. I'll just keep conducting. One, and let's do a different key, but same thought process. One, two, again, and go. Things with the rubato and stuff in there to get us listening for different chords. One last time, this is going to get higher for the tenors. We're going to start here. Together, and we're going to start listening to tonalities of seventh chords as we do some of this exercise. But we'll save that for next time, all right? How about instead we have a stand?